the only ones on this call?
Yeah.
Okay, because the invite said, or the notification said, invite with Nick Moore and others.
Ooh, no, I didn't. I think I only invited you.
Okay, that's fine.
If somebody else pops in, we'll know. But I didn't. I mean, I don't think I did. As far as I recall, it's just you. Unless it like adds a bunch of extra shit that I don't know about. Okay. But it's never done that before. It's a brave new world, James. It's 2018. God knows what the future we live in now holds in store. What strange new devices and technologies we're... Well, I mean, we kind of know because CES is going on, so...
Yeah, it's a consumer electronics show is happening right now. And we've been watching Star Trek for years, so that has a good reputation for predicting future tech.
Yeah, but it tends to lowball it.
Mm. Yeah, but, you know, it's just an idea.
Look at the big, bulky iPads they had on the Enterprise.
They did have transporters, though. So how do you lowball a transporter?
Well, because you don't tell the truth.
Oh, that's true. So if the ideal transporter would actually not rip your body apart into atoms and put you somewhere else. It would send your entire body without, you know, killing you. That would be ideal.
It copies you and then nukes the old you. So you die every time.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
And if you don't know by now, you'll never
know. I wouldn't want to do that. I don't want to do the transporter thing if it kills you.
Yeah, there was a song in one of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books about something like, you know, talking about all these places to visit, but, you know, but if you have to take me apart to get there, then I don't want to go.
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem being disassembled. I have a problem being murdered.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So there's that.
Yes.
No, thank you, sir. Yeah, there's a Netflix series, Altered Carbon, coming out.
Yeah, I just read that first book in that series.
Yeah, isn't it good?
It is. It's really good.
It's an interesting take on the PI mystery.
Yeah.
But they do a good job with it.
When's it supposed to start? Do you know?
Not sure. Hold on, let me take a look. It's the kind of shit I should know if I'm going to talk about it. On this.
What is this? What are we on?
James?
Yeah, Nick?
James.
Yes, Nick.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome to Dork!
Welcome to Dork!
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore. You're listening to Dork episode 169. Hey, sorry we were gone so long. But
Merry New Year!
Yeah, Merry New Year for you. Dude, it's been a while, and I apologize for that. But you know how the holidays are. And on top of holidays, my work schedule has been ridiculous. It's better, which is why I'm here. But just all the stuff. Like closing up end of year for my job, it's always like, oh, hey, I know we required you to save a week's worth of vacation. The way my work works is we close for Christmas. But
right. They
give you an extra week of vacation to save for that week. So you're off, but you also saved your vacation for the year. So blam, there you go. But they're like, yeah, I know we're getting close to the time where we have mandatory vacation, but we need to get all this shit done. Mm-hmm. And so that happened. And then we got back and there was more shit waiting for me. And it just is like, yeah, I'm pulling a 13-hour day right now. I cannot podcast. Yeah. And then with all the hoopla with the holidays before that, it's been almost 3 weeks, slightly more since we've done a podcast. So we're back.
We're bad.
I'm black.
And I'm mad?
Yes.
Right.
So James, let's get caught up. Let's see. What happened we didn't talk about? Did you see a movie?
There was a few big movies that I've seen recently. Yeah, there's one that's Oh man, it seems like it's the kind of movie that like everybody talks about and everybody has opinions on. Some people are opinionated one way.
What is it?
And it had to be a sequel. It was a sequel. I'm pretty sure
it was a sequel. I remember that. It was a sequel.
Yeah, it was a sequel.
It was like a second.
Something part two, theory, something part three.
But like
part four, maybe.
15th movie or something like that. I don't
know.
But it's like the last movie.
It was the last movie?
The Last Jedi.
That's what it was.
Yes. Did you see that film?
Talking about Star Wars. Yeah, I saw it a time or two or three.
Yeah? You went out and saw that?
Yeah.
Huh. How was that?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good music. Good music.
Yeah.
So what else?
I love that movie, dude! Oh, I had so much fun in that fucking flick.
I enjoyed it thoroughly the first time I saw it. Like I was like, oh my god! And there was like one issue I had with it, and then like it kept niggling me, and then like people were writing about it, but then like everything else was like really great.
Yeah. So like spoilers for this because you've had time, folks.
You've had time.
So we want to talk about it, and we're going to talk about it. So spoilers for Last Jedi if you haven't seen it, but if you're listening to this, you're one of the faithful. You have seen it, so we're going to talk about it right now. What was your issue, James?
The whole thing with Poe and him, like you know, not following directions and like getting people killed like consistently following directions. I guess they're called orders when you're in the military. I mean, it was one thing. He was like, all right, send the bombers out. No, we need to retreat. And, you know, it was like, no, but we only get this one chance to take out this dreadnought. And you know, maybe it was worth it to like kill all the dreadnought people or, you know, destroy the dreadnought and lose the entire bomber wing, which that whole bombing scene was kind of like really kind of weird as far as like gravity, non-gravity based fighting.
Right.
But you know, whatever.
Maybe the dreadnought's big enough that it actually has gravity.
Yeah.
Enough to pull those things toward. I mean, I don't know, man. You can't start thinking too hard.
Yeah, that's fine. That part was fine. I mean, the physics of it didn't bother me as much as, you know, whatever. But, and then, like, he's the one that decides to send Rose and Finn out from that mission in which they wind up finding Benicio del Toro, who betrays them and gets, you know, 80% of the escape carriers destroyed on their way to the, you know, to the secret moon, to the old rebel base.
Yeah.
So, and like, he never really answers for that, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of bothered me. And he's like, oh, that Poe. I mean, I guess at the time when they were like, oh, that mutinying boy, you know, all the people hadn't yet. So he just like, you know, had risked a few lives they didn't need to. But
you think Leia should have just summarily shot him in the back of the head?
She should have cut off his hand.
Did anybody lose a hand in this one? I'm trying to think. I don't think anybody lost a hand in this one.
Somebody got a lightsaber through the face.
That was pretty fucking epic.
That whole fucking fight was pretty fucking epic.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it when they're like, you ever wondered if you could do this with a lightsaber? What would happen if you did this? We're going to do that for you for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's some epic shit.
I like the idea that the lightsaber is not like the ultimate weapon in this universe, you know?
Yeah.
Like you think, it's like, oh, it slices it or anything. You're like accidentally like, you know, wave it around and you like cut 10 trees in half. But, you know, there's other weapons that people use that you can use to fight against somebody with a lightsaber.
I like that.
Like
they introduced
even
that
in the first movie.
The
Force Awakens?
Which one? Knights of the Old Republic, the game.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, and you know the Mandalorians, the Boba Fett's people, they you know have their armor is made out of Beskar, which is an iron that you know is lightsaber proof essentially.
Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. You know, I like that. It's like it's an elegant weapon, but it's not a nuclear bomb.
Exactly.
You know, you have to know how to handle it.
No,
but yeah, that was so much fucking fun. Somebody asked me my opinion on it. They're like, Nick, so what did you think? I went to a Christmas party, and somebody's like, hey, what did you think? I was like, I liked it. And they're like, really? And I was like, yeah, what did you not like? You know, like there were a few people that had that kind of like when they asked me about it, it's like they're asking me about the prequels. And I was like, dude, that was a fun movie. I had a good time. There were some, you know, sure, there were some weak bits, but for the most part, that was a good time.
Yeah, these are way better than the prequels. Like, even. Like, I admit it, like, I saw Phantom Menace, like, three times in the theater, at least, probably, too. And, like, by the, like, you know, the third time, I was like, I can't wait for, you know, like, I'd be, like, literally, like, sitting, like, 20 minutes between parts that I liked, you know.
Yeah.
As opposed to here, I was, like, I was engaged in, like, you know, for you know, pretty much all the time. There's a few times where I was just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. But like for the most part, by and large, I was like, yes, this is a Star Wars movie. This is cool. And the
it's a good time, and
the last like 2 minutes of the movie, like, you know, when they're the spark of hope spreading through and like, like that was fucking awesome. That was a great way to end that movie.
I think that is, that's the point of like losing the whole squadron, is that they've got this little band of rebels, right? And if they're going to grow, they need to pull in everybody from everywhere. It's like the thing with Rey's parentage, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Ben is just lying to her, you know, like he knows who her parents are, but he lied to her to like fuck with her and break her and get over to his side. Maybe he's telling the truth. And either way, I'm fine with it. If he's telling the truth, that's awesome. That's like anybody can be a Jedi. It's not some special lineage. You don't have to be, you know, come from a special place or from special parents. Like everybody's got that spark inside of them. And that's the point of that little kid at the end with the broom. Just like, fuck yeah. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
We all did that. We all picked up a fucking broom at some point. We're just like, I'm a goddamn Jedi warrior.
Yeah.
It's great. And it hands it off, which is the most important thing I think this film did. It was just like, hey, come watch this with your kids and realize what this is. Like, you know, you are Luke. You know more than the kids. You need to share this with them and let them carry it on. You know, you can't.
Yeah, but they're not going to carry it on. It forever. Yeah, and they're not going to carry it on in the exact same way that you did. Mm-mm. You know, this is the new Star Wars. I mean, it's not going to be like, you know, it's not going to be exactly the same molds. You know, Poe Dameron's not going to exactly be Han Solo. Rey's not going to be exactly Luke Skywalker. Finn is not going to be Princess Leia.
But it has to be. If you want to keep it going, it's got to be. Right. Got to let it grow. And I enjoyed it. Again, it was one of those movies. I had a feeling that it was going to be right. I grab a Cherry Coke, grab a box of Raisinets and some popcorn. And by God, it was the right movie for that. I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't go see movies 4 or 5 times in theater anymore. But like if I go to the theater, it's with a purpose, and it's to have fun. I'm not gonna go see Schindler's List in the theater. But this was a good time.
Yeah.
So yeah. What was that?
I will reiterate. I mean, I was like being playful earlier, but the music was excellent. This is, I don't know. This is probably the best score that I've heard since Return of the Jedi. And Return of the Jedi is my favorite Star Wars, like overall, soundtrack. Although, like, obviously the Imperial March is like an epic theme, and you can't, you know, a lot of the stuff wouldn't exist afterwards if it weren't for that. But I really enjoyed the music. And I'm really going to miss John Williams when he dies.
Yeah, somebody have to pick up that baton.
Yeah.
But yeah, I dug it.
That is the best metaphor I've ever heard. Because it's an actual baton. Yeah. Anyway, I'm fine. Well,
this Force Awakens and Rogue One have all been very good. Enough so that like when people ask me what my top 3 Star Wars movies are, it's not all the first 3. You know, like Rogue One was very good. That was a very good movie. And I think what makes it so strong is that you can see that without having seen the Star Wars movies, and it holds up.
Yeah.
Like it's a good standalone special forces war movie with robots, you know. Like it works, it wraps itself up, it has a fucking epic ending, but it makes you want to watch the other ones.
Yeah.
And Force Awakens, I dug. Like, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'm nodding, but I forget we're on radio. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think they've handled them really well so far. And I don't get anybody at this point that has like vitriol about it. Like, they're good movies. They're fun. What the fuck more do you want? Like, go enjoy your movie. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. They're not taking away anything from anybody. It's great.
Yeah. So there was that. What else happened?
I'm still bitter about there not being opening crawl in Rogue One. But, you know, that's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it though.
I get it. I understand. It's just like, you know, it was just so disorienting to like open that movie and it's just like, okay, here's a planet. And, okay, what's happening? Yeah. But, you know, it is a Star Wars story. It's not part of the saga, but
yeah.
It's fine.
I'm cool with movies like that. You think Solo's going to have a crawl?
Nah. I think they've set a precedent. Like, if it's a saga movie, it has a crawl.
Hmm.
But, you know, that's just my theory. I have no idea. Wait, when is that opening?
March, I think.
Yeah, it's like super soon.
Yeah. March or May. I'm going to check it out.
I think it's May. May seems very Star Wars-y.
It does. And it's a Star Wars movie.
It is a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, speaking of, oh, by the way, that Altered
Carbon. February 2nd is Altered Carbon. I see. Yeah. I opened up my phone. I was like, oh, yeah, I would never answer that fucking question.
No, I did the same thing. Oh.
May 25th is the Solo movie.
Yeah, May 25th, which is fucking, it's like Star Wars primetime.
Yeah, when is Deadpool release? Oh, that might be the one I'm most psyched for this year, actually.
Oh, fucking shit. I have a hard time seeing past Black Panther at this point.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that.
It's not just because
it looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, but it's going to be fucking awesome.
I got to be honest, I'm most excited for fucking Deadpool. June 1st. Wow, they're giving it a real summer fucking flick.
Oh, yeah. The last one came out in, like, February, right?
Yeah. See, Black Panther is February 16th. Incredibles 2 is June 15th.
Oh, man.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is July 6th.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Avengers is, like,
no, that's next year. Yeah.
Is that next year? Or that's this year.
Avengers. That's next year.
No. Really?
Right? There's no way.
May 4th, 2018.
That's Avengers?
Avengers Infinity War. May 4th, 2018.
What the fuck? Where's my head?
May 4th, 2018.
The big fucking year. Jesus.
Jesus fuck. Okay, every single time it's like the beginning of the year and we're talking about these movies that are coming out this year, you and I are like jizzing all over ourselves talking about how excited we are and like how this is going to be the best year ever for movies, and like now I'm afraid to say that again because fucking the year after is going to be fucking even more amazing. Jesus Christ, this is a great time to be alive.
Yay. Did you get anything awesome for Christmas?
Yes.
What'd you get, James?
I don't remember.
Yay! That is pretty awesome.
Some clothes. Some books. Some money.
Yeah, money.
I got a tattoo.
Yeah?
It's an elephant. It's, you know, because Jane is, you know, like has an affinity for elephants. It's kind of like her animal.
Jane is your elephant?
Yes. And then,
is the elephant in the room, James?
No, the elephant's not in the room. But she got a tattoo of a bear because, like, I'm her bear.
Ah, like a bear or like a big old hairy guy in leather?
Like the animal.
Ah.
Like Ursa Grizzlis or whatever.
Well, I guess that's cool too.
Yeah, it was cool. I got lots of food. That was the greatest thing about that time they were talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love eating. I was talking to Jane. It's like, you know, whatever my relationship with the greater power is, like I feel it most when I'm eating good food. Like that's when I feel closest to God.
Hmm.
Yep.
I'd have to say it's ecstasy.
The drug or
the drug? Yeah, that one. You feel really fucking close to God.
Okay.
That's the longest conversation I ever had with God. Rolling my balls off.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this: if you like have like a persisting pain, like ecstasy makes you feel things more intensely, right? Or more like makes you feel more
emotionally. More well, emotionally. Dude, like,
but don't you like hug like teddy bears? Uh-huh. You're like, oh, it's so fuzzy. It's fuzzier than any fuzzy that ever fuzzed.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't feel anything pain wise.
Okay. But like, what if you already had a pain? Like, if like somebody took a tooth out, and like you've been like having tooth pain, and like you took ecstasy, would you feel it more?
I don't think so, man. I think you'd be cool with it. Like, it's not like a pain reliever or anything, but like, I to be honest, thinking back on it, I can't think of any. I mean, I think you definitely feel it, but I think you'd be more like, I understand why you had to do that, like. I don't know. You'd have to find somebody that got injured while rolling, but I don't know, dude. Carol got me these Star Wars egg molds. Like you hard boil an egg, and when it's still warm, like you take it and shell it, and you put it in these little presses, like these little plastic boxes, but they're molded like Darth Vader's head or a stormtrooper or C-3PO's head or R2-D2, and you close it and you put it in the fridge. When you take it out, the egg it's now R2-D2 shaped or Darth Vader's head shaped. And they're weird, but they're kind of groovy.
Groovy.
Yeah. She got me some ramen from Japan. Since I've started like getting those, like ordering those things, they're way better than American ramen, like instant ramen.
Oh, yeah?
Like, Japanese take that shit serious. It's some good stuff.
Well, I bet.
Yeah, I had one today that was shrimp tempura udon ramen. And it was, I mean, it was good. Like, I'm still thinking about it. And it came out of a fucking cup.
Oh, udon's really good.
Yeah, this one was. Normally, I'm not big on udon either. Gotta make a point there. I'm usually not big on udon noodles, but these were really good.
I was about to start talking about it. Then I realized that I was actually thinking about soba, which is a different kind of noodle. The first time I had it was in Kyoto. So udon is good. Yes. I stand by that statement, but not the intent behind it.
Yeah. Soba's a little iffy on, but at this point I'm open-minded. Like I had a vegan ramen noodle cup from this like vegan ramen place in Tokyo. And they started doing instant ramen cups and it was some of the best stuff I've ever had.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know what the fuck they put in it, but it was delicious. And if that's vegan, I can do it. I just have to have somebody else make it for me, or else I'm going to be eating heads of cauliflower for no reason. Oh. So yeah, I can do vegan if all my meals are prepared for me by master chefs. Otherwise, I'm getting a fucking cheeseburger.
That sounds reasonable. Anything else cool you got for Christmas?
Yes.
Did you get like a super drone that you can actually clip a chair to?
No. Carol got me PlayStation VR.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. Like, when she got it for me, I was like, oh, no, I hope this is good because this wasn't cheap. And she got me the full bundle with Skyrim.
Oh.
Like, did you play Skyrim?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. You ever wonder what it'd be like to be in Skyrim, like in the land, running around? And Tamriel. It's like every time you play D&D, except you're actually there. Like what's going on in your head, but in real life. It is crazy good. Like you can bitch about like the graphics aren't perfect or whatever. Like it's like the same graphic level as the game, except you're in it.
Right.
So the first time like a dragon landed, I was like, fuck. Like leaning back. Thankfully I'm sitting on my bed so I don't fall on the floor, but like you shoot your bow and arrow by actually taking your hands and doing the action, and you cast spells with your hands, but they're your hands. Like, dude, it's ridiculous. And you're swinging swords to fight things. Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of cool shit. Like, even games that you don't play that aren't made for VR, if you play it with the headset on, it's like playing it in a movie theater. Well, that's like a real big screen. Yeah.
So yeah, when you move your head, like if you're playing one of those non VR games, if you like move your head, does it, you look at a different part of the screen, or does the screen follow your head around?
It's no, the screen stays in place, but it's like if you're sitting halfway up in the movie theater.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're looking at. So you turn your head and you can look at different corners of the screen.
See that? Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's like I was playing Grand Theft Auto last night, and you have to turn your head physically to look at your map on the left side. You can't just like blink at it with your eyes. You have to actually crane your head over. And like YouTube has all kinds of VR channels now. Mm-hmm. Like people are putting up VR content. These 360 videos. National Geographic has a ton of them. But yeah, just the. Dude, it's crazy what they've done with it. Like you think of VR and you're like, I'm in, it's a first person shooter. I'm in it, you know, and there is definitely that. And that is very cool. Some of the neater things are where they use the depth of it and make it like you're in a room with like a diorama around you, like with like side scrollers or platformers and stuff like that. Those are really cool because you're like looking over, you know, if you imagine like, have you ever seen guys playing role-playing games, but like at a role-playing store, they actually have a big setup with like all the maps and things, and they actually build mountains and have whole armies laid out and minifigures. It's like that. Yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, it's one of the coolest presents I've ever gotten in my entire life.
Well, that's pretty cool.
When I was little and watched Lawnmower Man, I was like, that will one day exist, and it does.
You can go around going, I am God here.
I'm trying to figure out how to get there. But again, I'm worried about like if I download myself, is it really going to be me or is it just going to be
a copy of you?
Am I just copying? Am I uploading a copy of myself onto the internet and my real self dies, which means I black out, but there's a version of me? I'm working on it.
Well, it's like the Bob and the Bobiverse books.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I have no interest in that.
Yeah. Just copies of you. That is not real immortality.
Yeah, I want my head in a jar. And plug that into something.
Yeah. It's my head in a jar. One. You put your head in the jar. Two. You cut a hole in the jar.
I guess three. I put my dick in that jar.
Stop.
Yeah. You can't get away. Also, how are you talking? Man, so that happened. And it's pretty fucking epic. Oh, okay. So something happened today, actually, I discovered.
Is it about Stan Lee?
No, what happened to Stan Lee?
Oh, my God.
What happened to Stan Lee? Is he dead?
He is not dead.
Oh.
So, you know how, like, Matt Lauer and Harvey Weinstein and...
Stanley's a dirty dog?
Fucking... This is, like, really new. Like, the news reports I'm looking at are ranging from 8 hours to 19 minutes old, you know? These are early days, but he's been accused of groping and harassing the nurses who care for him at his home in Los Angeles.
I don't know. He's an old fart. It's like,
I don't know, but it's still.
Like with HW. Like people are like, the women are like, he groped me. He's 90. He's in a wheelchair. What the fuck? Like, is it, or are you just like and I don't want to belittle it, all right? I do not want to be like, you know, if a woman is being harassed, she completely should step up and just, you know, look, fuck this motherfucker, like that's the way it should go. However, right. Like Garrison Keillor got fired. And Garrison Keillor is like vanilla ice cream in the middle of a sea of tapioca.
Yeah.
And he, you know, and they talked about what happened. He said that he was this woman was upset and he went to pat her on the back and his hand went up the back of her shirt. It was awkward and weird and he apologized and she accepted it. Like it was like an accident. Like they they hashed it out right there. And then everybody started going down, and she popped up again and was like, yeah, he totally sexually harassed me, alluding to that incident, and NPR fired him. Like, immediately. There wasn't even like a hesitant. They didn't even wait to cock the gun. They fired Garrison Keillor. At the very least, you take a second and go, okay, wait a minute. Let's hear.
Yeah, let's investigate. Let's like hear. Let's have a, you know.
It's Garrison fucking Keillor.
Into it. And that's also NPR. You know, NPR has like got to be this bastion of morality. They have to be beyond reproach in their eyes. So any whistle, any whiff of misbehavior, and they're, you know, going to be quick to pull the trigger on something like that. That's my take. That's my perception. I mean, I listen to NPR. I listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I listen to the news on there. So, But I mean, they're trying to be the bastion for good. They're not, you know, in the world. So they can't even have anybody who has a possible odor of issue. They like lost someone of their like head news directors as well because of that.
Yeah. They lost a couple people.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, if it's going down, you definitely should get fucking fired. It's not even a question. Yeah. Man.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I understand why they acted so quickly. Or, you know, even like preemptively. Or why they jumped the gun.
Here we go. Marvel creator Stan Lee, 95, is accused of groping nurses and demanding oral sex in the shower at his $20 million Los Angeles home, but says he's a victim of a shakedown. Let's see. A nursing company employed to care for him stopped working with him after a string of complaints. Young female nurses complained he demanded oral sex from them, groped them, and walked around naked. His lawyers are fighting this shit. So, all right. Yeah. There's definitely like a... Like, if he's got a...
No, it sounds like someone is demanding money. I'm looking on page6.com, and it says, like, his lawyer said that we are not aware of anyone filing a civil action or reporting these issues to the police, which for any genuine claim would be the appropriate way to have it handled. Instead, Mr. Lee has received demands to pay money and threats that if he does not do so, the accuser will go to the media. Mr. Lee will not be extorted or blackmailed and will pay no money to anyone because he has done absolutely nothing wrong. Meanwhile, a rep for the nursing company said that Lee said he has been polite, kind, and respectful to their staff. So, I don't know.
Well, at this point, dude, like, I don't think there's any excuse to hold off on filing charges.
Yeah.
Like, if you've been groped or harassed or molested, I think at this point, like, right now more than any other time, you're going to be believed if you file charges.
Yeah.
Like, don't hesitate.
The tide is rising on your side.
Right. The cops are not going to blow you off. And if they do, you go somewhere else. But you keep pushing. Like, get fucking charges filed. But, I mean, I could definitely see him being like a dirty old man. You know, I mean, he's got that vibe. But, I mean, I don't know. Such a fucking minefield right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is the problem.
Yeah. So what were you going to say has happened today?
Okay, you're not going to be happy about it.
Oh, shit.
I discovered a new app.
Okay.
It's called Figure One. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
All right. Figure One is like Instagram.
Okay. I'm familiar with Instagram.
For people in the medical profession.
Oh, God damn you. Fucking God. You God. Fuck you.
It's free to join.
Oh, my God. There's no way I'm joining this. You know that.
And all it is, and
I'm just going to keep talking so you don't get a chance to actually tell anyone what this is about. Because already what's going on through my mind about what this could possibly be about is already getting so far under my skin that I can feel like fucking brain.
Speaking of things under your skin.
Calling in my goddamn, oh, fuck, Nick, shit. Ah.
dude, here's the premise, right? It's anybody in the medical field, or students, or people like myself that have a general curiosity.
That's kind of Jane makes like
you, you pop on, and like you get a weird case or something, or like weird X-rays or something. You have questions about, or you just want to be like, "Holy crap, look at this! This is like an interesting case."
I'm swallowing a whole carrot.
You have to get the patient to sign off on it. Like to say you might, and you take the picture without showing faces or anything, but you have the patient sign off on it, and then it goes up onto Figure One. And dude, it is fascinating. The shit, like, first off, I'm cutting back on my drinking right now. I already planned to for the new year anyway. Like after the holidays, I'm so worn out of just like food and drink that I'm just like, you know what? I'm going vegetarian for a little while. I'm just going to drink a lot of water and eat a lot of veggies and have a balanced diet and exercise. And like, just, I got to clean myself up because the holidays, I thrash myself. Carol made 2 turkeys, a roast chicken, several roast varieties of things, you know, over the course of like a 2 or 3 week period. Like I made an asshole of myself, just ate way too fucking much. But seeing what happens to people after like a lifetime of alcoholism, when like they just start bloating for no reason, or get all crazy distended, or like all that shit, I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna take a break. Tonight I will have some chamomile tea. I'm drinking tea right now, in fact.
Bully.
But it's the ER ones and the parasites that really get you. Like in the modern world.
Not eating anything, you know.
I'm not going to go into graphic detail. I don't have to.
No, there's nothing to I can say the fucking word parasites. Because now, instead of like you. Just thinking about the concept of parasites, which I'm comfortable thinking about the concept of parasites without actually like, but when you started with like Instagram, so I'm thinking, oh, picture. So like my mental imaging operations in my brain are already like geared up and like, oh, time to, you know, visualize. That's the word I'm looking for. Visualize things in my brain. And then you're like medical. I'm like, oh, so. Things go sideways. My brain is very easily like open to association, and like if you like know the right things to say, you can make me think of something. It's very true. But yeah, parasites. Thank you, Nick.
Well, like the interesting thing is like they'll show a picture of something they took out and they're like, what is this? Like these are doctors, like parasitologists. And one of them's like, what is this? Looked like a caterpillar came out of somebody. Like right now, I'm looking at a guy whose thigh got cut. He was skiing, and he had brand new skis, and it released early and cut his thigh. Dude, it looked like he looks like he got cut with a fucking sword. Goddamn bone, and he didn't notice it. Like he's fine. He was fine otherwise. He like thought he just had a regular cut, and so he was like walking along. It looks like goddamn Pac-Man on his leg. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like just some of the stuff, the X-rays are really incredible. Like you're just like, wow, that is, what the hell is that?
I don't know.
I might allergic reactions and stuff. Well, and that's the thing though. You can pick what kind of cases you want to see. Like I went for emergency room stuff because that's always incredible. Like there's a picture on here. This guy had a exploratory lab and clot evacuation. And so they wanted to leave a little space for like the swelling to kind of go down. And this dude took a IV bag and sewed it over the wound, right? So that it could be closed properly at a later date. And like, it's huge. It's like, it looks like something out of a sci-fi flick, but it's not, it's real. Like it's just, yeah, I don't know. It's shit. I've never seen anywhere else. And the commentary is the really incredible thing. Like you have all these medical professionals commenting on it. Going, oh yeah, that's this and here. And this is why, this is how I would have dealt with that or blah, blah, blah. There's one X-ray of a cocaine smuggler.
Oh,
like, They go to the ER, right? And they're like, I haven't had a poop in 2 days. And it turns out like the whole GI tract is just stuffed full of these like little packets that look like Vienna sausages of cocaine, 63 of them in all. So if you imagine 63 Vienna sausages just jammed across your entire large intestine, that's what this dude's got going on. And they're like, yeah, successful evacuation was achieved due to the use of laxatives. So just gave the dude a whole bunch of laxatives and he passed 63 cocaine packets, which I don't think they let him keep.
Did he explain why there was cocaine in his intestines?
I think they figured it out pretty quick.
But like, okay, if you know that there's cocaine in you and that mm-hmm. you go to the doctor, you're going to have to like, you're going to, you know, it's not like they're like, oh, here's this stuff you pooped. You expect them just to like, you know.
Well, I can guarantee you what happened was he went in and he said, hey, I haven't pooped in 2 days. In reality, he probably hadn't pooped in a week and a half. And like, it was getting to the point where he was like, felt like he was dying. And they were like, okay. Like at that point, first off, if you're somebody who's at the point where you're smuggling cocaine in your body and 63 cocaine things in your body, each the size of a Vienna sausage, mind you. I don't know if they all went, I can't even tell you which end they came from. But the shape and size of them, I think they all went up his ass.
Yeah.
But like, they went, I mean, dude, they're in his transverse colon. Like, it's all up, like, all up in him. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, like, so he goes in, he's like, relief, please. Like, he's made poor decisions whole life. And you know, I'm being a little sexist here. I'm assuming it's a guy because I'm betting if it was a woman, she could have tucked him somewhere else.
Oh,
it's not quite so because that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've got my pocket, and chicks can deal with it. They're like, yeah, I'm not putting anything anywhere. I can't get it out. What? So you're gonna give me like what $500? Yeah, come just start jamming off there. Make me a little piggy bank. Well, yeah, shat them all out. And maybe he thought he'd get in there and just go like, I fell on it. Which happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like, when it's like one thing, like a, you know, a light bulb or a parsnip, you know, that's one thing.
If it's a dildo, however.
Yeah.
You still get that, though. Guys coming in with a dildo stuck up their ass on, you know, it's like you can hear it. It's guys sitting there in the EDR. Like he's sitting in the chair waiting to be seen, and you can just hear this little like nobody can tell where it's coming from. Everybody thinks somebody's phone's going off. They get in there and they take it out. You know, it's like what's going on? Because I might have a vibrator up my ass. You might, yeah. Well, I was in the shower, and that's where my girlfriend keeps it. And I slipped, and I landed on it. Butt first, and it went perfectly right up my ass and disappeared.
Yeah, 1 in a million shot.
Poof. And yeah, there are all kinds of X-rays of that as well, because apparently that's like every weekend.
Yeah,
but again, it's neat seeing the dialogue because for so many of these guys, like, you know, my dad used to say this to people all the time. And these, I think all the people on this forum would completely agree. It's like, look, this is just their job. They see this shit all day. Be honest and save everybody some time. What happened? They don't care. They do not. I mean, with the cocaine guy, they probably cared. But,
yeah. Like,
you know, for the most part, they don't give a shit. Just tell them what's going on. Let's handle this.
Yeah. I don't know why people are more afraid of being embarrassed in front of strangers than sometimes in friends or acquaintances. The judgment of others. Pretty much the main driving goal of more than half the human race, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Get over it. Like, if you're going to the doctor, just be like, eh. You know.
Yeah. Sorry. It's harder to think these days, not these days, but like the last few days, because I No, no, I told you I went to the dentist and they like had to like take a tooth out because there was some stuff going on, wisdom teeth and everything. But long story short, they had to like pull a tooth out, and that was not fun because I was conscious for that.
Hmm.
Yeah, and there was one part where they like part of it like broke and like almost went down my throat, and I had to like lean forward and like spit the tooth into my hand and hand it over to him.
Ugh. That's awful, man.
I felt like those, you know, in those like bar fights when people are like fighting and like somebody gets, you know, or like hit and they like kind of like move their tooth around in their mouth and then spit it out. Like, like, you know, like in the fight with Iron Man and Hulk in Age of Ultron, we like punches the shit out of the Hulk and the Hulk like spits a tooth out.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Man's like, I'm sorry. I was just like, yeah. Here, except take this.
At a dentist, they're like, thank you.
Yes. Nah. So I've been on antibiotics and ibuprofen. They gave me some Narco, whatever it's called, the stuff that's like oxycodone and acetaminophen mixed together. Mm-hmm. I've got that prescription filled, but I haven't taken any because I'm, you know, I don't want to be like an opiate epidemic. I don't want to get addicted.
That's fair. But James, if you're in pain, take your medicine.
Yeah, also the last time I took it, it made me really nauseous. So a friend of mine said I should, you know, take it on a full stomach. So
yeah.
Worst comes to worst, I might do that. Like maybe take a half one. But yeah, I don't know.
Just take your medicine. But just stick to what it says on the bottle. If it says,
yeah.
If it says take one as needed, that doesn't mean every 20 minutes. It's take one.
All right, 20 minutes.
You know, singular and then
sensation.
Tomorrow, if you're still in, take another one. You know, it'll say it on the bottle. It'll say take one as needed, no more than blank in 24 hours. And if you find yourself, you say, well, I had four in 24 hours, and I took my first one last night at midnight, and it's 11:59. If I wait one more minute, I can take another one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you got a problem. I look out. Opioids don't work on me. They just make me nauseous.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't have any effect. Like, not even like pain relief.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
I should try marijuana. Marijuana would probably work really well.
Yeah, you should try it.
All right.
It's fine. It fixes everything, James.
Hey.
It's a panacea.
Well, I can't. I'm taking antibiotics, so I can't drink alcohol, which is the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Mm. That's rough.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, it's mainly like annoying. It's not bad enough pain that I have to like stay in bed. It's just annoying enough that, like, you know, I go to work and I'm more pissed off than usual.
How's that going? Are the kids happy to be back?
Oh, yes. They're fucking ecstatic. Yeah. They're 12 and 13 year olds.
What are they learning about now?
Plate motion, population, resources, and other stuff that is not science. Like, I only teach science, so. I mean, I can tell you, like, you know, they're also learning about multiplying fractions and dealing with exponents. The eighth graders learned about scientific notation today, so.
Well, you mentioned computer resources. It reminded me of the most NPR thing I've heard on NPR yet. And I've listened to NPR my whole life.
Okay.
There was one of those talk shows, and they were talking about overpopulation and, yeah, like, how resources are becoming competitive and what they're doing to deal with that, and like all the different solutions to deal with population growth. And they had this one lady on, and she opens by going, well, first off, I want to address the term overpopulation. I think people need to stop using that because it means that it presents the idea that some people don't belong in the population, which is not what it means at all. Like, it means that there are more people in this area than resources allow for. So it is overpopulated. But she got like all like word tight on it. And I was just like, come on, man. And there's a guy like right behind me goes like, well, you know, I I think you're miscategorizing the term. Like, you can look at it that way, I guess, but it's a scientific term that means, you know, here's a problem here. This needs to be over. It just needs to be, your population is overpopulated. Well, a big chunk of those deer are going to die off unless something happens, which usually is they die.
Yeah. Well, that is one thing that would keep it from, you know, stop the overpopulation is depopulation.
Yeah, you say, well, it's overpopulated. We're currently suffering from overpopulation. I'm not saying that some of these people don't belong here. But I am saying is, unless somebody moves, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
So I'm think of saying, it as you will.
I'm not saying some of these people don't belong here, but not everybody belongs here.
Yeah. I'm not going to pick anybody.
I'm not saying anybody in particular.
Race or ethnicity or religious belief. I'm just going to say if a fair number of motherfuckers from each part, all of us, let's just look at ourselves in general. That's about 20% of us. Fuck off. I don't care who it is. In fact, I like to keep a little diversity just so that, you know, we have a good choice of restaurants. But some of you other motherfuckers, let's say accountants or, you know, how many piano tuners we have. Like, let's, one out of five, fuck off.
Sorry, it makes me think of Shirley Jackson's The Lottery. Or maybe like Logan's Run, things like that. Anyway, I'm fine.
Logan's Run. It made sense to me when I was 10 and I saw it. I was like, yeah, 30 is old farts. And now I'm like, 30? What the fuck? How does anything get done there?
You know, like, yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to imagine the world run by, you know, 20-somethings.
Well, that's the thing. They weren't. It's just the computer took care of it.
Yeah.
They were all population managed. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Are you,
James? What?
I was going to ask if you're working the entire week of Mardi Gras, if you get days off.
I get Lundi Gras off.
Do you get Mardi Gras off as well?
I do not, because
really?
My boss thinks that we would go to New Orleans and party and get drunk, not realizing that everyone that works for him has lived in Louisiana for a very long time, and we're over it.
Yeah.
It's unlikely. And if we were going to go, we would just take a vacation day. But he didn't want us doing that on, like, his dime. No. Like, I gave the day off, and they're doing what everyone in Louisiana is doing right now. Which is sitting at home watching TV, because, Jesus, have you been to New Orleans during Mardi Gras?
I have. First time
busy.
First time was 17. Yeah, that's right, because I had to have a friend of mine buy a Playboy for me. Because that was when Stephanie Seymour was in Playboy, and I was, like, in love with Stephanie Seymour at the time. And, like, I wasn't 18 yet, but one of my other fellow high school seniors was. And he was like, oh, all right, just give me the money. I'll buy it for you.
This was in New Orleans? Like a field trip?
No, it was not a field trip. No. But, you know, I went with, like, you know, a few people I knew from high school. But anyway.
Got you.
But anyway, I get the entire week off, so I will probably be in Baton Rouge several times during that time. At least for chicken and waffles.
Well, I'll be off Monday. And okay. If you go for chicken and waffles on Monday, I will probably be down to go along with you.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, chicken and waffles is a Wednesday thing, but I might come down for a Monday for other reasons. And maybe we might do that live. But we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
When the listeners aren't listening.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was good to have you back, James.
Yes. It's good to be black.
So, yeah.
It's good to be back in the saddle with you, Nick.
Again. I'll have to play that as the intro.
I'm back!
Which is interesting when I decide on doing music at the end of the podcast, because everybody that listened to it already knows what I did. They're like, yeah, you did that an hour ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why are you talking about it now? Because I didn't know.
It's like a time travel thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Travel through time. How did he know? Well, we all knew. We all knew before he did. Smarmy fuckers. And with that, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
I'm Nick Moore, and you have been dorked.
You've been dorked. Dorked. Dorked.
Thanks for dorking around. Sorry for the delay, folks. But we're glad you're back. We're glad to be back. It gets so lonely.
So ronery.
It's so ronery.
I could die.
There, James.
Later, Nicholas.
Thank you.